All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 266. I am ChibiD in Tokyo, Japan. And Wombat, I forgot to go to CES again this year.
You always forget. Every year I buy you a plane ticket and I book you a hotel room and you never go.
And it just sits there, empty, plane ticket wasted. I don't know.
If you'd like some emails about it, I have some.
Did you receive a few?
Oh my God. It's the same like press companies, or maybe not all the same press companies, but they get your list from E3 and they just send you all this crap. And CES is boring. It's a boring show.
I agree. And I get the same emails.
Well, what about that tablet with the control handles? The Razer, what is it? Project Fiona?
That's like the bike basket of tablets.
Bike basket?
Yeah, it looks like a basket on a bicycle.
Right.
And you should get mocked the same as you would as if you had a basket on your bicycle if you own that.
You're not excited by that product?
No.
Yeah, I feel a lot of people wrote in our CAG bag and whatnot about that thing. I don't think people are looking for more of a big screen, like maybe console type experience, not adding controls onto a tablet, I think. I don't know. It seems kind of pointless. It's not that portable anymore. You know, you'll need to have your dedicated knapsack for your Razer Fiona. That's even a bad name for a code name. Fiona? Come on. Shipwreck!
Yes!
What's up, man?
Not much. I got a big game coming up tomorrow. The most important game in my 7th grade girls basketball coaching career.
Wow.
Yeah.
South Valley High?
That's the one.
Did you drop that dead weight yet on the team?
No. Yeah, we play another undefeated team tomorrow. So everybody come on out, show your support.
Nice. Do you have any like really tall girls?
My niece is about my height.
That's crazy.
Is she the tallest? She's the tallest.
She's the tallest on our team. We play a girl tomorrow that's like 6'2".
Whoa.
And her name is what? Mutombo Good, right?
No, not the girl they're playing against.
Olajuwon Good, is that her name?
Prince
Rishiki. Hakeem Olajuwon Good.
Right. Wow, that's crazy. So can she dunk?
No, she can hardly jump.
Oh, the 6'2 girl?
Yeah.
So she's the Yao Ming of your team?
I don't know if you know this, but
I don't.
Most women's basketball players can't jump very high.
Right. Well, then these are girls.
Yes, these are girls.
That must be pretty awkward.
The same holds true there.
Do you have a whole scouting report on that chick?
Oh, we've played against her. Like, I've been coaching these girls since they were in third grade, so we've played.
So you know how to shut her down, is what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. How do you get into her head? Play mind games with her.
Your tampon string is showing. That type of stuff.
And that's where we move on to a different topic.
Or do you just like they pull her shorts down like meatball style? At the tip off, that was very effective, wasn't it, Wombat?
It was in the film Meatballs. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. You can't play. Look, if your shorts are around your ankles, you can't play.
No, and I'm actually trying to line up to get Chris Makepeace as a guest on next week. So save those questions. The star of Meatballs and My Bodyguard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I don't actually know him.
No, that I knew. I'm like, really, you know what that guy's name is?
Yeah, it's Chris. Who doesn't know who Chris Makepeace is?
I don't know. He was the guy who got beat up in My Bodyguard.
He was the kid who got beat up. Yeah, and the kid who got beat up in Meatballs.
Yeah.
And then he kind of fell off the planet.
Then he got beat up in his career. His career got beat up.
Pretty much.
Then he got bad at getting beat up, so he was just done then. We were tired of seeing that guy get beat up.
We saw that movie twice. So what's going on, Wombat? Are you gonna send that threatening message to Olivia Munn that you were mentioning?
No, I was never gonna send her a threatening message. Oh,
you still told me like it was gonna be some sort of death threat, right?
No, I never said that. You're just trying to make things up.
I'm trying to get you arrested, isn't it?
I know. I'm like, what are you saying? No, I never. I just said I think I need to stop following her on Twitter because all she tweets about is PETA. And it's annoying.
She's so hot, though. She's so hot.
Yes, exactly. And that was your response. And I said, yes, but, you know, all Olivia Munn wants us to do is, you know, is tell us that fur is murder, but she also thought that blowing Brett Ratner was a good idea. So there's that.
Brett Ratner denies that they hooked up.
Yeah.
And he says that he hooked up with everybody else, though. He was on Howard Stern a couple of weeks ago, and he basically, all he talked about was all the chicks that he bangs and his sexual preferences and things like that. But he said that thing was fake. But he admitted to everything else, so he's probably telling the truth. Which is good, because that makes me nauseous. So what else, Wombat? You want to do some show feedback from last week?
Yeah,
what do you want to do, Wombat?
I could do that. I was just looking up the current profile for Chris Makepeace to see if he's still alive.
You mean his time well spent.
Yep. That's what happens. Damn you, IMDb. Here's some show feedback. FX8 says, Mother of God, cheapie, start wearing a diaper. There are a lot of comments about your poop story.
I didn't read any of the comments this week.
There was a couple of doubters who didn't believe it.
Didn't believe it? Oh, why? That's such a disgusting and embarrassing story. Why would I make that up?
Because it's disgusting and because it's entertaining.
It's no, but
like you making up that, like you making up that I was going to make death threats to Olivia Munn.
That's you know, that makes you look bad.
Oh, I see. I see.
I didn't even want to tell my wife about it, but because people kept asking her about it on Twitter. Thanks a lot, by the way, for doing that. I basically had to tell her, and you know, that didn't really increase my standing in her eyes. So thanks for that, everybody. Remember, the first rule of the CadCast is don't tweet Mrs. GB about the CadCast. If you want to hear the good stories, don't tweet Mrs. GB about
it. I thought the first rule of the CadCast was don't tell anyone about the CadCast, which is why we have 7 listeners.
No. Dude, I was looking on iTunes right now, actually.
Wow.
And we're number 2 in the on the top charts.
Then
and
I
that's like
I
straight see. Up just downloads, I'm pretty sure, in the video game category.
Then I stand corrected. Thank you, all our listeners.
The problem is these Rooster Teeth guys, they're way too popular, and then they put out like 3 podcasts a week. So we'll never be number 1. Unless
I heard
Rooster
they
Keith
only tweet about PETA also.
Rooster Teeth needs to take a vacation. Can you guys take a vacation? Because they're number 1, 5, oh, and that's it, I guess. But they like dominate the whole charts, basically. Yeah. So we need a lot of people to take the week off so we can become number 1.
So we need a booth at PAX then, because they have a booth at PAX.
Yeah, they
do?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You're the one who always says, I don't want to do PAX.
I don't want to spend that.
They have
a
huge booth at PAX. They just sell t-shirts and like take pictures
I don't
want to
sell
t-shirts. And everything.
I still think we need to do a live CadCast one of these days somewhere. Somewhere.
We were talking about going to
Ohio.
Seattle again. For
Ohio.
Is
a live CadCast in Cincinnati?
Not going to Ohio. I'm not going anywhere that's more than 10 hours away.
I would go to, I am laying it down. I would fly to Ohio and stay at Shea.
No,
Shipwreck.
No. You're not listening.
I would go. We'd get some Skyline chili and
Ohio?
Go to that grilled cheese place.
They can't
it's
even
hard
say
it at all. It's Ohio.
They can't even say the Hulk properly.
Stupid Hulk.
the Hulk. I hate the Hulk. I do like Huck Finn, though.
Huck
Finn.
Anyway, I know. I think I want to go
with me when I'm angry.
Ty is off from school for a month in the summer, over a month. And, you know, I just, like I said, I just spent a month with him over winter break. And I decided that.
So I'll fly to New York.
But New York is gross in the summer also.
It's not gross.
It's 90 something degrees in New York is gross.
It's not gross.
It's like you
fly
can feel the cars on you.
Fly to New York. We'll do a live CadCast.
No, no,
Ship
no.
We'll drive
you're
in.
Not, who's not listening to me? Raise your hand if you're not listening to me.
Oh, I stopped listening to you like 4 years ago.
Seattle is nice in the summertime. It's really nice in the summertime. And PAX is in Seattle in the summertime. Do you understand what I'm saying? You understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah, my real issue is I don't think I could take time off for both E3 and PAX, but you know.
Right. Shipwreck, what do you say about that?
I've got time.
Right. Screw what Wombat wants. Is that what you're saying?
Well, there's always Ohio.
There's Ohio. Wombat, here's the solution. You go to Ohio and I'll go to Seattle.
That doesn't help anyone.
It does. We can have 2 separate on location CAGcasts.
Well, I'll think about that.
Right. Anyway, what else we got here?
Matt J. 1991 says, thank you, Ship. Your complaints about Uncharted 3 mirror my own completely. That was the second most popular topic of conversation in the show thread, was your thoughts on Uncharted. The vast majority of people agreed with you.
I've noticed that on Twitter, too. I've seen a lot of praise for it, but I've also seen a lot of people who were just not only critical, but like mad. To the point that they were angry and they were taking to Twitter.
That's what mad means.
Yeah, that they were complaining about it.
There's a lot of not enjoyable parts in that game.
Right.
So I think they rushed it to get it out for Christmas this year. I don't know. It just seems like their hearts weren't in it this time.
Aren't they working on another game right now also?
I Am Living.
Something?
No, that's not what it's called.
But yeah, I Am Alive, maybe.
Still Alive.
Something still alive.
I Am Legendly Alive.
The cake is a lie.
I don't know.
But
Spies Like Us, it's called.
Yeah, Spies Like Us. And Spies Like Us comes out this year, right? 2012?
I think so. No, what's it really called? No one has looked this up yet.
I'm waiting for Shipper.
I Am Alive, is that their game?
No.
No, you're supposed to correct us. That's why
Last of Us. Last of Us.
That's why I forgot the name of it, because it's terrible.
Right, we spent a lot of time talking about it last week, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think that, you know, maybe. Probably the team that made Uncharted 2 has probably been working for the last few years on this new IP, and whoever worked on Uncharted 3 was like the scrub team.
End of this year, early next year. Is what it says on Wikipedia.
Maybe a title change somewhere in there.
Right.
See if they can find another like short word that has no appeal to anybody.
The Legend of the
Last of Us.
Legend of Charted.
Right. Friends of ours. Friends of mine. What else we got here, Wombat? That's it.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, I didn't put the new releases on.
Well, that's
good. I didn't either. I can go off the top of my head, probably.
I was going to say, what do we have?
TechGaming.com.
There is, for Xbox Live Arcade, there's Amy, which I had never heard of until this came out. It's a survival horror game that's apparently not so hot.
Jim Sterling just put out a post. He said, I'm reviewing this game, but you need to know right now that it's horrible and you shouldn't buy it before my review comes out.
Is it based on the music of Pure Prairie League?
I don't even know what that is.
You've never heard the song Amy? Nothing. Amy by Pure Prairie League? Nothing?
Nope,
there's you know what? There's like five people listening who just said, oh my God, I love that song. And that's
who were in Pure Prairie League.
Exactly. Right. You're just jealous because you weren't in Pure Prairie League.
Oh, Choplifter.
So Jim Sterling was saying it wasn't any good. You can take that with a grain of salt then.
But he made a separate post just warning people, do not buy. Like, that's the name of the post. Do not buy Amy. So there's that.
I downloaded it. I was hoping to check it out before we recorded just to see how bad it was. But
what about Choplifter? Because I know Choplifter from the olden days of yore.
I never was a Choplifter guy. So
that was a premier title for the Commodore 64.
Or are you going to get this one?
$15 for Choplifter? That ain't nuts. I got to wait for some cheap Microsoft points. I got in on those cheap Apple points. Did you get in on that, Chip?
I didn't. I thought about it, but...
Dude, it's free money. You can't afford not to buy that.
Apparently, I can.
I bought $200 worth. It's come on, 20% off.
I'm not saying it wasn't a bad deal. I just didn't get in on it.
And then I bought the Transformers Season 1 for iTunes, on iTunes, for Ty. For Ty, quote unquote.
That's rough to watch.
You know what? It is. Like, they forget to draw parts of the characters sometimes. So, like, they'll be missing Decepticon logos and things like that.
They forget to write parts of the story sometimes.
But like, you know what? The new one is shitty, too. So, it just looks slightly better. The new one, Optimus Prime, is a fire truck now. Why is he a fire truck?
He's been a fire truck in the past.
Why? No, it's not necessary. Trucks, regular big rig trucks. No, but regular big rig trucks are still a thing, right? They still exist. I understand why they can't make Soundwave a tape recorder anymore, because kids would not know what a cassette tape is. That makes sense to me. But big rig trucks still exist.
I don't know. I mean, kids like fire trucks.
I would rather have a fire truck than a big rig.
Mm. But the big rig opens up, though, inside, and then you have all the cool shit in the trailer. Rover? Wait, what about Rover?
There was nothing cool in the trailer.
Rover was in the trailer, and he shot out.
He was made of the cheapest, junkiest little... It was like a blue piece of plastic, and those wheels were wobbly.
I know, but it shot out with force.
I'd rather have a ladder.
Oh, God. It had a crane also. Come on.
You could have a crane and a ladder. Like a ladder crane with like a cherry picker on the back.
I guess so. But I don't know. I need OG Transformers. Even with the games, too. You'll never get me with like these fake redesigned Transformers. But Ty loves it. Ty loves the original ones. He doesn't notice that it's shitty. He's too young to notice that it's shitty.
I'm gonna say it's
have you let him watch He-Man yet?
No He-Man.
All right. I've got the Christmas He-Man She-Ra Christmas if you need that.
Thanks.
That's on Netflix. You could show him that. I think He-Man. I think He-Man. Yeah, I think all of He-Man is. I know the Christmas special is for sure.
I'm loving Netflix. I don't understand how people can complain about the price of Netflix going up. I mean, it's still so awesome. Well, and it's way cheaper compared to cable.
The streaming, it's still $8.
Right. That's all you need. You don't need any of that other stuff. You know, you get the other movies somewhere else. It's awesome. I love it. I haven't got off the couch in a month.
That's
Pawn Stars? Dude, yeah. Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars. Pawn Stars, yeah. And Storage Wars.
We just, my wife and I just walk around the apartment going, yep.
Yep, that guy's such an asshole. Dave Hester. Oh, what a douche. What a douche nozzle.
He does auctions and that's how he bids. He goes, yep.
Now, he started his auction company after he started doing the show. He had a consignment shop in the first two seasons.
Oh, and now he has an auction shop?
Now he has an auction house, yeah.
He wants all the money.
And it's funny, you should read the Yelp reviews for Dave Hester Auctions. They're terrible. Terrible.
Anyway, but new releases.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a video game show.
Pawn Stars?
is there anything else? Too. I mean, Pawn I think Stars. Both of those are... Choplifter came out for both PSN and Xbox Live.
Zen Pinball 3D. Did you pick that up yet, Chippy?
I haven't. I think I will. I mean, it's $6. And... I don't know. Like the 3DS downloadable games are starting to get pretty good.
Oh, this is a downloadable 3DS game.
Yeah, for $6.
Ooh, I could actually do that if I knew how to buy something on the 3DS, I could get that.
Yeah, I'll probably pick it up. I like those games, so why not?
Interesting. All right, cool.
Yeah, that's it. That's it for new releases.
All right, let's move forward. A little CAG news. We're gonna do the auction, not the auction, our Child's Play charity raffle. We're going to do the prize drawing soon. Ty or John was moving, and Ty was home with me. So now we're ready. All systems are go for Child's Play raffle. So hopefully we can announce that maybe Friday. Maybe. Friday or Monday. And, of course, we have the Cheapy Awards. 9th annual Cheapy Awards are here.
I look forward to hearing the winners in June.
No, well, look, we're getting started early this year a little bit. Mm-hmm. We're on track for February, I think. Very early February. Okay. You don't believe it? I believe. Believe it, Wombat. Have faith in me for once.
I'll believe it when it's posted.
Okay. So just go to the front page of CAG. You'll see the post there. You can just... post your nominations in the threads, and then we'll do the voting after that, after about 10 days of nominations. I think it's going to be an interesting Cheapy Awards this year because people seem to have really liked Best Buy towards the end of the year. They had some really good sales, although I know a lot of people didn't get what they ordered. So can Best Buy take the gold from Amazon this year? That is the question. The answer is no, but it's going to be closer than usual, I predict. What else we got here? Anything? Audible? Should we do an Audible ad? Are people still buying this? Are we getting their free trials, Wombat? What do you think?
I think maybe like one or two people might be left.
See, I would go back to GoDaddy, but with this whole SOPA thing, it makes it...
Yeah, people are mad at GoDaddy, and it's kind of frustrating on our part. So
we'd like to get their money.
Yeah, yeah. Although maybe that's the best way to get back at a company is by taking their money.
Exactly. By giving them, by our listeners giving them money and then that company giving the money to us. That's the best thing, right?
I mean, sure.
It seems pretty logical.
Why not? It works for me.
I don't know. We need something else to plug.
I know. We need a new sponsor.
But anyway, one last one for audibletrial.com/cadcast. Free 2-week trial and a free audiobook. You can get the new Steve Jobs book. It's extra long. And is Hunger Games on there? Do we know
that? Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay. Hunger Games is a good one also. The movie
I finished the second book.
Did you like it?
I did. I need to get the third book. I just don't have it yet. That's the only reason
why. It's good. Because obviously you're good.
Yeah, I need to know how it all ends. So. All
right. Let's see what else we got here. So yeah, do that. So audibletrial.com/cadcast. Let's move on to some multi-platforming. Wombats and stuff.
Energy.
Woo-hoo.
Woo. Multi-platforming.
You should
take it away, Wombat.
Oh, okay. Actually, I thought this was really awesome.
Are you still looking up that guy on Internet Movie Database?
No. Is he dead? That's what I've been wondering for the last 30 minutes now.
I don't think so. But he hasn't made a movie since 2001. And that was something that went to video. But anyway.
So him and Rick Moranis are just hanging out now or what?
Oh, poor Rick Moranis. That's a sad story. Anyway.
What happened to Rick Moranis?
His wife died and he left the business so he could raise his children alone.
Oh.
See? Sad story.
Then they got really small. That's why he had to quit.
When you lose your children.
If they were normal size kids. He'd still be an actor.
He lost them in the backyard. I heard they were making a movie about that. Anyway, if you play the Mass Effect 3 and the Reckoning demos on your console of choice, I believe.
You mean Kingdoms of Amalur?
Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning, which I'm actually looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks really good. If you play the Kingdoms of Amalur demo, you get an unlockable for Mass Effect 3. And if you play the Mass Effect 3 demo, you get an unlockable for Kingdoms of Amalur.
Nice. Yeah. I would play both of those.
I will too. I would have played both of them anyway, but it'll be cool to get that, you get the N7 armor for Kingdoms of Amalur, and you probably get something Kingdoms of Amalur related for Mass Effect 3.
Right. Rusty pipe.
Have you guys beaten Skyrim yet? Speaking of these games?
No.
I'm at a point now where all I need to do is the main quest line.
Really? You have everything else wrapped up?
Pretty much. I've done all the guilds. And I think my side quest log is down to like 4 missions. And one of them is like collect the floating stone, gold floating stone boxes. Which, whatever, that'll happen when it happens. But for the most part, every main quest I've done, I think.
That's a lot.
I've put in a lot of time in that game. I'm level 39 now. So, yeah.
That seems low.
I think I'm 34. But I cheated.
Yeah, you cheated, I didn't.
I'm getting close to 60 now.
That's crazy. That's pretty insane.
Yeah, I've done pretty much everything the game will let me do.
Yeah. I haven't done everything the game will let me do, but I've done enough where I'm like, okay, I just need to do the main quest line. And I think I want to do another character. So that's part of it also. I want to make a new character. It's not that I don't like my character, but I don't love my character, which just sounds so silly for a game that I've put 100 hours into. But that's the facts, Jack.
I think you have a lot left to do if you've only put 100 hours in.
I don't know. Let's see how many hours I put in. I can tell you right now, actually. Maybe. Sometimes. But I don't know. I mean, it's not that I don't want to do more of the side quests. I feel like I've done enough of them, like I said, with this character.
You've gotten all the Daedric quests done and all that stuff?
I've done at least... I've probably done more than half of them. Trying to think if I have any left. I may actually have done them all. When you say it, I feel like I may have done all of them.
Did you get the achievement for it?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Mm.
I don't know. I know I have a whole bunch. I have the mace. I definitely have the mace. I have two masks, but that's something different, right? I have
that's entirely different stuff.
Yeah, I have the ebony armor, and that quest is a lot of fun.
Wombat doesn't know what he's done.
No.
He's played a lot. The point is he's played a lot.
The point is I still put in 100 hours of the game, and if I want to just do the main quest and finish it at 120 hours, I think that's enough Skyrim with this character. And it'll be nicer when I start it with another character to find quests that I haven't done already that don't pertain to the overall scope of the major game.
If you finish the game, you can go and do the other shit after, right?
Yeah, you could do it. Yeah, the game doesn't end.
I don't know. I had one of those moments where I didn't save it frequently enough, and I had to go back a ways. And then I just turned it off.
Yeah.
Then I rage quit and played Saints Row instead.
I'm at 171 hours currently.
That's insane.
You could have learned Japanese.
Basically. Raptor is showing me at 85 hours, but you have to remember I lost a week of hours because of the patch mistake. So it's probably somewhere around 110, 120.
It's a lot.
Yep. We'll say 115 to make it sound even.
I played a lot of stuff on Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah, it looks like it. You're gonna talk about it?
I played a lot of Burnout Crash.
It's pretty fun, right?
It is quite fun. The $5 sale, it got me. And
you're pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Your scores are much higher than mine are.
There's not many games where that happens. So obviously I figured something out that you haven't.
Right. That's what I'm thinking, because all I'm doing is running into the intersection and then hitting A a lot and then floating around and blowing stuff up.
It's cool. Fun. Like, it is fun how you can, and you blow up the environment and you scatter the cars across the road. It's a cool puzzle game. You didn't pick that up, Wombat?
You know, I re-downloaded the demo and I played it, and it just wasn't hitting me.
It's got that auto log thing, you know.
I just wasn't.
Wasn't doing it for you.
Yeah.
I like it. We played it a lot. I recommend. It's not $5 anymore, is it? So.
No,
that just ended the other day.
What else
for
we got?
For $5, it'll go on sale for $5 again. For $5, pick it up.
Totally, it's good. The music is really good too. Like the.
Yeah, the sound effects and everything.
Sound effects.
It sounds
songs.
Like a pinball machine.
Yeah, but a really good one. You know, Ty really likes Dr. Beat when the ambulance comes. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, he gets really excited.
That's going to be fun to play with Ty. Like,
he loves it.
Yeah.
He gets excited when everything's, you know, going crazy, exploding. The music.
Does he ever try to play it? Because that's just one button, really.
He hasn't tried to play it. He has not asked to play it. And I like to just play by my play and have him watch. So I don't encourage him to play. I encourage him to watch me play.
Yeah, that's kind of how we go re-roll in my house, especially with Skylanders.
What else we got here, Wombat or Shipwreck or anybody?
The two that are on there are Shipwreck ones. And my game, the new game I picked up isn't actually, I didn't put it on here yet. So
what game is that?
I picked up Rayman Origins at the Toys R Us sale for $19.99.
Nice.
That game is really pretty.
Definitely got to go to Kmart. 400 Oak Street.
Yeah. Kmart sucks. Chip, you have this game, right?
Yeah, I've played through the first world of levels.
Okay, so we're pretty much at the same point, almost. Did you unlock the bonus one also to get the tooth?
Yes.
Yeah. That's some hard shit.
Really?
Well, I mean, I did it, so I guess it couldn't have been that hard. But, yeah, I mean, it's fun. I don't know. I heard it gets really difficult towards the end, and that I'm sort of not too much looking forward to. I kind of like the difficult. I know, obviously, I don't want it to stay as easy as it is in the first world.
It's really easy at the beginning.
Yeah, but it's really easy at the beginning. I just don't want it to have that super steep drop-off where when I get to the last level, I'm like, fuck this game and never finish it. And I'm afraid
get ready for that to happen.
I know, and I know that's what's going to happen, and I'm already angry about that, and it hasn't even happened yet.
Right.
See, I'm kind of looking forward to that. Like, that's what I like in platformers. I get bored just with easy platformers. I don't see the point in it.
I'm not saying it needs to be easy. I'm saying there's a fine line between challenging platformer.
Yeah, you don't like Super Meat Boy.
Exactly. There's a fine line between challenging platformer and I never want to play this game again.
Well, and that one is just so pretty, though. I played the demo. I mean, it blew me away.
That game is just incredible looking. I didn't realize that you could play as different characters. And
yeah, that's the coolest thing is, like, you have all these characters that you can just play with whenever you want to.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I want to buy it, but I wanted to get it as cheap as you guys can get it in America. It's like, you got it for $20, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want it for $20.
It's definitely worth $20. It's a, you know, I won't complain even if I don't finish the game, even if I get through half of it, just as a game just to have in your collection to be able to show off to people, like, look at how good a 2D platformer can look.
Look how good my life is.
Exactly.
The lifestyle that I'm living. I am experiencing a game of this quality on my video game entertainment system. That's my life. Speaking of $20, Shipwreck, do you recommend Rage for $22.90? Because it's on sale at PlayAsia.
Do I recommend it for you or for other people?
For me.
For you? Yeah, I think so. I think if you just play, don't worry about all the side missions and stuff. Just play through the shooting sections.
And I
think you'll like that. Yeah.
I missed Dead Island for $20. I think it was on sale also.
I think I would have wanted to play that one with you.
Yeah, I have it on my wish list on Amazon Japan, so I'm keeping an eye out, but I might have missed my opportunity there. What else have you been playing?
I beat Joe Danger Special Edition, which I had confused it with the Joe Danger that I had played at PAX,
mm-hmm.
which was, apparently that's Joe Danger the movie. That's coming, well, it's a game, but it's called Joe Danger the movie, I believe.
Right. Okay.
That's coming out, I think, later this year. So the special edition on Xbox Live Arcade is just, it's the same game that was out for PSN last year, but they've added some more levels to it, and it's fun.
Good on PSN, so.
Yeah, I played all the way through it again, so. It's a fun time. It's very addictive. Like, it's got that whole, I died, but I was stupid, so I'm going to try that again. And then you do the same thing, and you die in another stupid place, and so
right,
you try
going
again.
For those big points.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's a lot of fun. I recommend picking that up if you didn't pick it up before on PSN. If you already have it for PSN, probably just hold out for the next Joe Danger, because there's some new levels, but it's not like a whole new game or anything.
Got it.
And then I played through Burger Time World Tour.
You finished it?
Yeah. It took me about 3 hours, I think.
Mm. How'd you like? Ty really liked it. We played the demo, and he wanted me to buy it, and I refused.
It's okay. The problems with it is that there's, like, kind of a lag to the jump, and the collision detection isn't great.
And you have a fear of giant pickles.
Ty liked the giant pickles.
This is what happened in my house. I'm playing this game, and my wife gets home from work. She walks into the room. She sits down, starts watching me play Burger Time. Her first question is, so what's the story here? Like, well, I'm...
The backstory.
I'm running across these burgers, and I can shake pepper at these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then... We make giant burgers.
Now, are they giant burgers or is he a tiny chef?
Giant burgers.
Giant burgers in this version.
Do you know that for a fact or are you just assuming?
Yes, because there's background stuff going on.
So they're giant pickles.
Yes.
Yes.
Blows my mind.
So she was right in asking what the story was then. That's what you're saying.
And there's a cutscene at the beginning, but it doesn't explain what's happening.
It explains that the other chef is making, like, a machine to mass produce hamburgers. Hmm. And obviously the kind of hamburgers you want are the kind that the guy's running over top of.
Right.
Not the ones made by a sterile machine.
Yes, you want feet on your hamburgers, as much feet as possible on your hamburgers. And you want them to be made outside in the street.
Yeah. So maybe when that goes on sale for $5, if you were a fan of the original Burger Time, it's got a little bit of nostalgia in there. It's got the old music kind of remixed.
Yep. It's not a great
remix. That classic Burger Time music.
It's not great.
I was humming it throughout the day.
But it's only because of the original.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else we got here in the world of multi-platforming and news and stuff? Anything, Wombat?
I didn't put that on there. I'm here, but I didn't
put the odd live thing? Did I put that on there?
No, I think you put that on here.
Oh, I might have.
I think you did.
So, yeah, people wrote in about this, I think, so I threw it on here. On live, and I want to ask Ship about this again. So they've partnered up with Google TV, and they'll have, first it's just going to be an app on there that lets you watch other people who are using the service play the games, and then eventually you'll get a full featured app that lets you play the games, and then I guess you can connect the controller as well. Have you used On Live recently, Ship?
No. It's still hooked up to my TV.
You have the console?
Yeah. They gave it away to everybody at PAX, remember?
They got to build this into Apple TV. But
sure. The problem is...
It will never happen, but...
The pricing model is not...
I thought they have some plan where you pay $10 a month and you get
They do,
pay.
But not everything is on that plan. Oh. A lot of stuff is, but other stuff, it's just like... And they have sales and everything. I don't know. I had to go back and look. But I know before I thought the pricing was a little too high for you not actually owning it. Right. Yeah. That's my hang up with it. It's just I don't like the overall structure of it. Like right. If I like to be able to – if I'm playing a single player game, I like to be able to play it whether or not my internet goes down or stuff like that. Like I like to just be able to know I can play it.
I think Google TV is just not – can't really compete with Apple TV, especially since there'll probably be a new Apple TV soon or at least have
– Who uses Apple TV?
Apple TV is awesome.
No one uses it.
I have two of them.
Do you use it a lot?
Yeah, all the time.
It's awesome. It's a very underrated device. It's actually one of my favorite – my most used gadgets of last year for sure, Apple TV.
Well, that's because you live somewhere else.
What do you mean? What does that have to do with anything?
I have no use for an Apple TV.
Well, you don't have an iPhone either.
No. Which
You don't have Netflix?
I do. But I have an Xbox and a PlayStation and a Wii. What
do
I need?
To turn on like a noisy Xbox and PlayStation, power up that monster to watch Netflix?
My Xbox isn't noisy.
How long does it take to come on?
Justifying your Apple TV.
I'm just telling you, it's. I guarantee you, the experience is better on Apple TV. Having never even seen the Microsoft one.
I don't think so. I think
you have to power up that device. It takes forever to turn on and load up the app.
The Netflix.
You sound like someone in an infomercial.
Xbox.
Oh, it is.
The Apple TV Netflix is better than the one.
It's better. Of course, it's better.
Yeah. I like the interface a lot better, especially since the 360 made theirs all goofy now with the new
Bing. Do you
dashboard.
Have to Bing Netflix? Bing Netflix Connect on. And you have to do like the secret handshake.
What is Google TV? Is that a device?
It was a device. It's built into different devices. A Logitech made one that had it built in, but I think also TVs have it. Some TVs have it built in.
I just don't know what it is. Like, there's so much stuff that Google has their hands in. Like, I just assume
hard to keep track.
Yeah, I assume that. Yeah, Google TV. That's got to be something that exists. Sure,
dude. Once Apple opens up the App Store to their TV product, then you know it's going to be huge. Think about it.
The one thing, like the draw for the Apple TV is if you have a ton of stuff in iTunes already, like. That's the integration is nice between the two. That's why we use it.
Yeah, me too. I use that when I bought that Transformers
thing. I don't own anything in iTunes.
Because you don't have any Apple products.
No, not really.
It's a laptop. Yep. That's why.
Yeah, I know. Because I'm not a slave to the white devil like you are.
All I know is that I got $200 worth of Apple money for $160. That's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
Baller, Apple baller, anyone? And I also know I'm buying the new iMac as soon as it comes out.
I bet you are.
Mine is pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got here?
I heard they're coming out with the Apple cock for you to suck on in your sleep.
I have that.
Do you have that? You had to finish.
I had to, of course.
It's considerate. I'll give you that much.
Anyway, so... OnLive built in, I think, is cool and, you know, sort of a big deal. But how many devices is Google TV going to really be in?
I'm really surprised that OnLive has lasted this long, though.
That they're still in business.
Like, that it's still a legitimate business that seems like it's expanding, it looks like. But I just don't – I still can't wrap my head around who their customer is.
Right. Because the hardcore people are going to buy the straight-up console games or straight-up PC games.
Right. They're not going to fuck around with this. It's a middle – like, it's somewhere in the middle of a PC gamer and a console gamer. And I just can't figure out who that is.
They need it built into a TV, right? Because the hardcore, the person who's not, you know, so into games that they don't already own an Xbox or a PlayStation or game on the PC, you know, they're not going to own anything. And if they buy a TV that has this in there, maybe they'll say, "Oh, look, I already have all these games. Maybe I'll try it out." But then they got to go buy the controller. I don't know. You're right. It is surprising they're still in business. Or that nobody's bought them.
I think
it seems like their technology is good.
Yeah. You'd think like GameStop would have bought them. But they bought that other company, that other streaming company. That is not as well known. So, I don't know. Is that it? Do we have anything from CES? Any CES news? That was it. The OnLive thing and the Project Fiona that nobody seems interested in. I'm not. I want something that's on a big TV. If I'm at home, I want to be playing on a big TV. I don't want a 5-inch screen. I don't want a 12-inch screen or whatever the Fiona thing is. I want 60 inches while I'm at. 60
inches. Can you handle 60 inches?
It's anything else. I just don't even, I don't even feel it.
This just in from CES, from my email box here. CES new art rage for iPhone demos Wednesday and Thursday, 10:30 to 3:30 at the Intel booth.
Hot shit right there. What about heated welcome mat? With heated Google TV. Mat. With Google TV.
With Google
in.
TV. You got that?
Yep. What else we got here? So, well, here's, I guess, like the biggest news of this week so far has to be that it seems certain now that Microsoft's going to be revealing the new Xbox at E3, and Sony has come out and said there will be no PlayStation 4 announcement at this year's E3. Now, do you think because they're calling it something else and they're being tricky?
I wouldn't be surprised.
They've always said they got this 10-year plan. You know, we're not playing this game with Microsoft. Microsoft was first to come out with the Xbox. We're not... You know, we're going for a 10-year life cycle on the PS3. Is that bullshit?
I kind of think it's bullshit.
Is that like some Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know, it's
Jedi
true from
mind
a certain
trick?
Point.
Yeah.
It's true from a certain point of view bullshit.
I don't think they're ready to show something, though.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
I think if they came out and showed something, I would compare it to when Microsoft showed Kinect, and then like the next day Sony had that Move demo available on their press conference, but it wasn't really ready for prime time. It was just like a couple of guys
fighting skeletons.
Yeah, like fighting like really rough looking stuff on screen and like trying to get it to work.
Right.
And I think
boring.
That would
You mean it was really would, boring. The Kinect yeah. one was boring too, but
yeah. But Microsoft was ready. Like it was like
they
hey,
were ready
is-
to show you their boring shit. Sony was boring shit wasn't quite as fleshed out yet.
Right, and I think that would be the case here again.
You think Microsoft's shit is going to be boring for their new console?
Nah, they no. have.
But I mean, the level of preparedness, I think.
What do you think is the game they show on the new Xbox at E3? What's the game? What's going to be the big game?
Forza.
Forza
5. Halo 4 has been announced already for 360, right?
Yeah, that's coming out. That's coming out.
So it's not going to be Halo or some new crazy Halo.
It's Call of Duty.
Duty.
Yeah, that's probably it. It'll be Call of Duty. Modern Warfare 12.
That's all you need. Yep. Shit. Who's going to buy, like, Yeah.
Here's our Call of Duty machine. It looks twice as good as the one that's out now.
Our Call of Duty machine. That's all you need, really, these days, is you need a Call of Duty machine.
And you just say, hey, like, look at this. Explosions are better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to sell some units.
The voice quality in chat is much better, so now all your racist remarks can be heard in awesome quality. I don't know. I'm excited for E3. I'll tell you that.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see how Nintendo pushes the Wii U, because it's in a weird place right now.
Yep.
Like, you try to explain that to people at work, like at my work, what exactly the Wii U is, and it is, it takes me like 10 minutes of kind of meandering around to try to, like, get their heads around what is actually happening with that thing.
And these are engineers, people that haven't seen a naked woman until they were at least 25 years old.
Well, that's even more confusing. Naked women. My goodness.
You can't explain that.
There's nothing more confusing than a naked woman.
That would take me the whole day to explain that one.
But seriously, don't you think one of the big problems it's going to have is, so it has PS3 and 360 quality graphics, right? And now here's Microsoft showcasing their next generation system. So one of the Wii selling points is it has last generation graphics.
That was the Wii selling point.
I know. Well, yeah. But I really feel like people won't be fooled again by the Wii. And that putting the Wii in the title of this thing is not a great idea.
Well, I think it's not going to sell the original Wii numbers. Like, I think that's unreasonable for them to try to hit that mark again. Like, they kind of came in at the perfect time, and all the motion controls were new, and it kind of took everybody by storm.
It's not going to be a 3DS disaster?
I just still don't think the 3DS is going to be a disaster in the end. I still don't think 3DS will sell more than DS.
Right, right. I mean, well, a disaster in that you'll have to do something embarrassing, like drop the price a really significant amount in a very short time, like the 3DS.
They're going to have to be really careful with how they market this thing, because people were confused at whether this is a new console or not. Like,
right,
they don't get it.
Or is it an add-on for Wii? It is confusing.
I mean, it uses the Wii controllers. Like it's just, it's going to be weird.
It's a tablet, but it's really not a tablet. It's a screen with controls on it.
It's not a touch screen. You still need a stylus, don't you, on the screen?
I'm not even sure. I thought it was a touch screen.
Is it touch?
But not a good touch screen.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Or something.
It's like the touchpad when you try to use your ATM card at Target. Sometimes you need a pen. Sometimes your finger's just fine.
I don't know.
You don't know.
And the 3DS, while we're talking about the 3DS, I mean, still, like, every week there's a retailer. Even, like, now, like, the Sunday ads have been really shitty the last couple weeks. Even still, you see 3DS console deals in there. Best Buy, $20 gift card. Just really hasn't let up with the offers, the sale offers for the 3DS, you know, even on top of the price drop, which is, it's selling well now, right? I mean,
it's sold out on Amazon.
Sold out on Amazon, but, you know, they did have a lot of deals with it for it. On top of the insane price drop.
Yeah, but now it's selling for $180 because all the third parties are trying to sell it on Amazon.
Right. Well, but Best Buy had them with a $20 gift card. Maybe Amazon just didn't want to order anymore. I don't know. That doesn't seem likely. But
yeah, that doesn't seem very likely.
I'm not going to plunk down any money on a 3DS until I know what the next version of it is.
Right.
Because there's going to be a better one. There's going to be something that has the...
Well, of course.
The Circle Pad Pro built in. And I won't have to worry about my left-handed gimpiness not being able to play certain games.
Right. And I feel like the Vita is in it the same way, that their big selling point is that we have, you know, almost as good as PS3 graphics is one of the big selling points. And now that's going to be a next generation system soon.
Yeah, but it's a handheld, so that's a different animal.
I know, but there'll be several iterations of iPhones and iPads and God knows what else. In that time period, you know, the Vita's got to have a pretty standard shelf life.
I still don't think it's the same audience. I don't think the iPhone game audience is the same as the Vita game audience. You're talking apples and
oranges. The Vita game audience is much smaller.
Yeah, it is much smaller, but it doesn't. That's why you sell a product that costs more money. That's why games for the Vita are $30 and not a dollar.
They're $50.
$50.
Uncharted is $50. On the
I know. Some games are coming.
That's the only one that's $50, though, right?
That is crazy to me. Why would you? Why even do that? Why? I mean, is it really worth it? Like for that one game, just to make it confusing about how much the games cost, just to squeeze that extra money out. Isn't it better just to say the games cost $40 max? I don't know. I think that they're really just headed in the completely wrong direction. But
they kind of got to go with it, though. It all depends on. I mean, it's all relative. Like, what do they need to sell to make money on these things? Like, how many of these units do they need to sell? How long do they need to be out on the market? Like, it's not going to be a runaway success.
You mean during that famous gift giving time?
Yeah, I mean it. I see the market for it. It's just it's very narrow. Like you're not going to buy these for kids.
It's
going to
get more narrow. It's just through the life of the Vita, it's going to be getting narrower. And by the way, to celebrate the release of the Vita, you know, I haven't sent you guys your holiday presents yet because I'm waiting for the awesome gift giving time of late February. That's you think that I know when to give a gift better than a major corporation like Sony?
No, of course not.
No. I don't know. We'll see what happens. All we know is that Lick Chan canceled his pre-order. what else we got here? Wombat.
Wait, one second.
What?
It looks like... No, okay. Why is that like that? It looked for a second, it looked like Super Mario 3D Land was out of stock on Amazon.
Hmm.
Maybe Chris Makepeace bought all
of it. It is out of stock. Super Mario 3D Land is out of stock on Amazon.
Really?
How does that happen? It's selling on there from third parties for $42.70.
I don't know.
Say, but does Best Buy still have them in stock?
Best Buy doesn't even matter because they'll just sell it to you anyway and not even have it. And then you just don't get it.
Well, you could check to see if it's available online or in store.
I don't know. Anyway, what else we got here? I'm hungry. I need tacos.
Excuse me, sir. lots of people in China trying to kill themselves.
At the Xbox factory?
At the Xbox factory.
Foxconn.
And there was an update on Kotaku today about this also. What was that? Microsoft looking into it. And they gave the bullshittiest reply. I would try to find it, but even I was like, "This is basically all you need to know." Is they gave a pretty bullshitty reply.
We care a lot about our employees who are.
No, they're saying that the factory suicides were over regular production adjustments and not about poor working conditions.
Huh?
Yeah. That's Microsoft's explanation that they came out.
Everything is awesome, except they didn't get tartar sauce with their fish.
So now 300 employees are threatening to kill themselves over that. No, I have a feeling that maybe you're overlooking something. You know, maybe you're overlooking the fact that these regular production adjustments were promised wage increases that were taken away at the last minute, or people that were told if they voluntarily leave the company, they'd be getting severance packages that were taken away from them. Maybe those are the production adjustments that you're referring to.
Mm. Olivia Munn should be tweeting about this.
Seriously, it's more important than PETA. Mm. But, it's not that I'm defending Microsoft because it's pretty shitty that they do this, but they're not the only company. Apple's just as bad.
Everybody builds everything in China just because it's so cheap.
I know. They should make things in America.
Pay the guys like a few cents. Well, that's expensive.
I know, but maybe it's worth it in the long run.
You want to pay more for an American Xbox?
I would pay more for an American Xbox, yes.
How much?
$100 more.
You would pay $100 premium for an American-made
Xbox? If it said made in the USA stamped on the box, yes, I would pay $100 more.
I'm going to guess it would cost more than that.
I'm not saying that. That's just it. I have no idea how
100
much.
100 as far as Wombat's going to go.
$100 is I'm assuming that Microsoft could get away with that.
It just won't work like the original Xbox 360.
So I would pay $100 more. Yes, I'd pay $100 premium if it meant keeping manufacturing in the U.S., jobs in the U.S., I think that it would save the U.S. economy if American-based companies move their console and electronic production to the United States. If Apple and Microsoft move the production of their items to the U.S., it would save the U.S. economy.
What?
If Apple and Microsoft move production of their items...
Microsoft doesn't even make anything anymore,
they make the Xbox. The
Xbox.
Yeah. Yeah. Xbox. If Xbox's iPhones and iPads were made in the U.S., it would create thousands and thousands of jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do it. Get started on that.
Exactly. And both of these companies have enough cash in their reserves where they could probably get away with it. Apple more than Microsoft, but...
Look at Wombat with all this financial advice for everybody.
Well, no company would do it because CEOs still have to make their $80 million a year or whatever the hell they make.
Right.
But whatever. It's enough. I'll get off my high horse now. It's cold up here anyway.
Yeah. What else? What else have we got here, Wombat?
We don't have any Skylanders. Nobody has any of them.
No, they're gone everywhere. There's nothing.
Skylanders sold out.
Sold out.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. And it's not, we're not talking about like kind of sold out, like they have the one shitty one left on the rack. Zero. Bare racks.
Just an empty rack.
Just an empty. Wow. The end caps are still there with the signs up because they want people to know that they're going to get more eventually.
Right.
Just these bare racks. And I was in a Target that had none, a Kmart that had none, a Best Buy that had none, a Toys R Us that had none, and a GameStop that had none. Just all places that I just happened to be around. And I
happened to be there? Yeah, you weren't looking for...
I wasn't looking for Skylanders, but knowing that they were sold out everywhere, I was so curious that if I walked past one, I would go in to see if they had any, to see if they had none. Because I couldn't believe that every store would be sold out of them.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I have
the
amount
that I
have.
Activision needs to make more so they can make some more money.
The new one should be out by the end of the month.
The new what? Shipment?
Probably a new shipment.
New shipment and new
and
characters.
New characters, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, nice.
Are you getting...
You still have a bonus level to come out, too, at least.
I saw on Twitter today that someone found a silver one in stores.
How?
Shipwreck talked about the shipwreck one, the silver one.
Well, there's... This, new one's coming out too. There's
not this. Oh no, the like gold one. The gold one. Blue. The gold one. The gold chop chop. There's a gold chop chop in the wild.
Oh wow, I haven't seen any gold ones.
Yeah, it's a gold chop chop, which may be the rarest, and the clear blue ones that you just mentioned, which is probably going to be pretty cool. But yeah, no, I want the next expansion pack. I want the Yeti.
Are these things out in Japan yet?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. If you get them, it'll make it, you'll. If you don't have them for your kid, you're just a bad parent, really.
What?
Yep.
Oh, here they are. It's coming out. Oh, no. These are the other. These are the American ones.
If you're looking for a game that you can play with Ty that you'll both enjoy equally, Skylanders is it.
I'm not.
It is also the greatest bribery tool in the history of video games.
Really?
Can we play Skylanders? Well, you need to get dressed and you need to make the bed and you need to eat breakfast and then we can play Skylanders. 15 minutes later, I've done it all. I guess we'll play Skylanders.
Yep. One day we'll experience Skylanders.
I think you should do it. I think you should do it.
What else we got here?
Kid Icarus is going to have left-handed controls with the Circle Pad Pro on the 3DS.
Thank God.
It's my biggest complaint about all Nintendo products is my inability to play certain games because I'm left-handed. So it's nice to see that they're making a difference, at least on the 3DS. So,
all right.
Mm-hmm. It's I had issues with a handful of DS games that involved using the D-pad and a stylus.
And the Wii, too, right?
Well, the Wii, I can't play a large number of games. I can't play any game that requires the Wiimote and the nunchuck.
Is that why you haven't played the new Zelda game? Because Baz wrote in. Why?
Yes, that is the only reason.
Oh, because he wrote, I'm still amazed nobody at CAG has played the new Zelda Skyward. Wombat's dog's name is Zelda, and he hasn't tried it yet.
I can't because I have too much trouble. I know that there are some left-handed people that don't have this issue, and I know it's really hard to explain to right-handed people because they think you could just flip it around and it works just as well. And it doesn't. It's not the same. It feels almost as awkward or more awkward. So
have you tried looking in a mirror while you're playing?
Exactly. Yeah. It's like I wish there was something I could do, but it's not a system made for left-handed players to use. That Wiimote and Nunchuck is literally impossible for me to use. I can't do it, so I won't play the game. I couldn't finish Mario Galaxy for that reason. I never even tried Galaxy 2 for that reason. So, yeah. Interesting. Fuck you,
I just
Nintendo.
Don't like it. I can play it,
but it has to, I don't know, Skyrim. Like, Skyrim is what I'm going to play. If I'm going to sit down and play something right now, it's going to be Skyrim.
Right.
I think you need to make a new character.
I don't want a new character.
Start from the beginning.
He wants his godly character.
My character is awesome.
Are you 100 in anything else other than archery?
I'm 100 in about 5 or 6 different categories. That's what I'm going for now. Is 100
which one?
Everything.
Which ones?
Let's see. Sneaking. Lockpicking.
Do you get good treasure when you get the lockpicking and you get that perk that says gets you special treasure or something?
Oh yeah. Yeah, you get more rare stuff in there. Oh,
so that's a good thing to get.
Yeah. Archery, one-handed,
armor.
No, I'm not quite on the armor yet. Smithing, I'm 100 on.
Smithing, huh?
Yeah, smithing. Smithing? Smithing.
Smithing?
Smithing.
Smithing?
Hulk.
Smithing.
Smithing. Hulk.
Yeah. I'm very good at Hulk. I think that's it that I'm gonna.
So what have you been putting your points into? You put your points into lockpicking?
I put it into lockpicking up to the one that Cheapy was talking about, the perks.
Okay.
For getting the extra stuff in the chest. Then I quit that one. Archery, I have all the way built up. One-handed, I have a few things in. Smithing, I've got like half of it built around to where I can make dragon armor. Let's see. I don't know. I have a bunch of stuff like sprinkled around in different places. Light armor is pretty high. Pickpocketing is pretty high.
But mostly, yeah. You'd say mostly archery and lockpicking would be your two?
Sneak is pretty high. Sneak I might have all the way maxed out,
oh,
too.
Okay, so sneak and...
I can do the little rolling stuff.
I find it's hard. I was going to say, I think it would be hard to fill in more than two topics, whatever. Two things as many
categories.
Parts. Yeah, thank you for giving me a word. Two categories as much as they could go. Because I have one left in one-handed and one left in... the 200s are the only ones I have left. In one-handed in light armor. So, I don't know.
All right. Shall we cag bag it? Are we ready for cag bag?
Let's cag bag it.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. All right. Cag Scoby says, now that we've seen the 3DS dominate the handhelds, well, are they dominating the handheld space? Well, there's not much of a handheld space, is there?
I guess. I mean, I thought it was pretty amazing they outsold the DS for the year. That's pretty good.
Yeah. But like I said, the sales were so aggressive. Can't discount that.
Yeah,
can't discount
can.
The sales.
Good one.
So he wants to know, by how much of a margin do you anticipate the Wii U will dominate the home console market this year? I don't think it depends on the price, first of all. Nintendo knows that they can't charge more than $300 for this thing, right? Right? You can't charge $400 for this. For Wii U. Right? Impossible.
Right. No, you can't. You can't. It's not when... Not when 360 and
so
PS3
cheap.
Are going to be so cheap next holiday.
And they're going to know that the new Xbox is coming out, come E3.
Right. So, it'll sell well.
Yeah.
They need a Mario game for next Christmas.
Mm-hmm. You mean next February?
Right. Whenever it comes out.
Right.
The hot month of February.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's where you get your new car sales and your... new game consoles.
So an annual gift man comes to my house with presents.
George Washington.
Yes. Washington's birthday. Super Bowl Sunday. That's a holiday. Mm-hmm.
Sebastian somebody from Facebook says, with Wombat looking into a smartphone, why has he not considered an Android phone with a larger screen, faster processor, and almost the same amount of apps and a better camera for a cheaper price? Wombat, don't blow it. Don't listen to this guy.
I don't know. Maybe I want one of them droids. They're thin.
I'm bringing this up to make sure that
really
you don't listen
thin.
To this guy.
Like, they're so thin, it's called a Razer.
Yeah, I remember that other Razer phone. Back in the day.
Yeah, it was called the Razer Gets You a Pussy. That's actually what it was called. It was the Gets You Pussy phone. I think that's, you know, important for people to know.
It was?
No. Of course not. I'm making that. No.
I mean, the original.
Why would you think that? Yeah, that was their ad campaign. The droid Razer, it gets you pussy.
I recognize that it's not their ad campaign, but was it that impressive?
Then again, I'm also not in the market for that. So maybe the iPhone is the way to go.
Right.
Because I think iPhone's tagline was, happy with what you have, get an iPhone. So maybe...
No, that's not the tagline at all. No, it's awesome. The tagline is that it's awesome and you should be getting it. And this says there's almost the same amount of apps. It's not almost the same amount of apps. If you're insane, there is. If you don't know how numbers work.
The Android apps are fine.
Sure, it's fine.
Wombat, you're going to be happier with an iPhone. The type of person you are, you don't want to screw around with all the customization.
You're not an Android guy.
No, you're
an Apple sheep. Bah, Apple.
But hopefully by this time, maybe next month, I'll be able to get an iPhone.
Good.
Yes. Did you see this thing? I just posted a link on our outline.
Oh yeah, those iCade add-ons for iPhone.
That's pretty cool.
iPad.
Add some real button controls to your iPhone.
Wouldn't it be better just to have this thing built into Apple TV and use a real controller? Because that could happen. That could be a thing.
You could use that for your Apple TV. The iPhone with the attachments on it.
Yeah, but I just want to use a controller. I don't want it to use my iPhone.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Tell me, give me a controller with Apple TV and make it play games. Thank you. All right, Matt J. 1415 wants to know, what is the weirdest bugged out thing you've seen in Skyrim now that you've all played a fair bit? Bugs, I guess he's looking for? Some sort of glitches? Anyone?
Every time I walk into Whiterun now, a dragon crashes out of the sky. Is that is that odd?
That's odd. Pretty funny.
Just a dead dragon just falls down and everybody gathers around and looks at it and then goes about their daily business.
Oh, he just dies on the spot?
Yeah, he's dead. He's falling out of the sky dead.
Oh, wow.
That's weird.
Can you loot him every time?
No. The first time around, I took his soul and it took all his skin off. And then I took his dragon bones. And then every time since then, he has his skin back on and just falls down every time I come into Whiterun.
Oh, I just didn't have a face for a while.
Well, that's weird,
that's
too.
Not bad.
I was going to say, I haven't had anything majorly weird glitchy. I did have one instance where I went into, what's this town all the way, the southernmost town, I think, that's kind of in the middle of the map. Yes, thank you. I was going to say the one with an F. I was in that town and a dragon appeared and it blew fire all over the town. And I got two pop-ups that told me I failed two quests because it killed two people in the town.
That's not a glitch, though.
No, that's not a glitch. It's just kind of a bummer. The game shouldn't be able to do that. I shouldn't be able to fail two quests because a randomly generated dragon killed two people that I didn't even know existed before I had a chance to talk to them and took two quests out of the game.
That's life, man. That's life
in
the big city.
That's part of the charm. Yeah, that's part of the charm.
I wasn't complaining. I'm just saying that's what happened.
Stop complaining.
It was just, you know, something that happened. I moved on. I was still able to, you know, I think I'm the Thane of Falkreach or whatever the hell it is.
You're the Duke of Doubt.
The Duke of Doubt, yeah. Duke of Earl.
Viper96XX wants to know if we are ready to buy the next-gen gaming consoles.
Made in the USA.
Made in the... they should just call it Xbox USA. No?
Yeah, why not? American Xbox.
You know, my Xbox takes a long time to start up now. It's not noisy. My PS3 is super noisy. But everything seems to take like too long on the current Xbox.
Yeah, no, my Xbox does take a little while to start up. It is a little annoying. But it is significantly quieter than the PlayStation 3.
Yes, yes. I agree with all these things. But I'm ready. You're ready too, right, Wombat?
Mm-hmm.
Shipwreck, you're ready for anything.
Yeah, of course.
You're buying that. Are you going to get the iCade add-on for your iPhone?
I doubt it.
If they send it to you for free, will you get it?
If they send it to me for free, I will get it, yes. But I'm just going to play iPhone games. Right. Like,
you're not carrying that shit around with you.
No. I play iPhone games when I pull them out of my pants pocket and I'm pulling down my pants to take a dump.
Oh, yeah. What?
That's when my iPhone gaming occurs. Right. Or I'm laying in bed.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yep. All of these things, very hot, very pants, sexual.
Pants?
That is how you don't even know what I'm playing my iPhone games with. Like,
right.
It just has that touch capability there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lick Chan wants to know, which movie are you most excited about? We'll go round robin on this. Dark Knight Rises or The Avengers? Wombat.
Pick me. I'm going last.
Shipwreck.
G.I. Joe.
I say Dark Knight. It's tough with the thing with the Avengers. When you put too many characters into a movie like that, it winds up being shitty. Usually.
The potential for suckitude for the Avengers is quite high.
It
but
is.
There's also the, you know what? If it does work, it could be a significantly more fun movie than The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it probably will be.
That's what I mean. Like, Avengers is...
dark.
Exactly. The Avengers is going to be a much brighter, more fun movie.
But it might be too silly. Because they shove so many characters
in there. That's just it. It's like, it's that fine line. Like, I hope it's not too silly. I still want it to be a good movie. There's a lot...
Everybody's got a one-liner, yeah, right? That they have to deliver because there's just not enough time for any real development.
So we'll see how that works out. But Dark Knight Rises, I have my theories on that movie, and I hope it's very good. But I don't want to say them because if they're true, then everyone will say I spoiled the movie for them.
Right.
Even though I don't know anything.
Right. We know that much.
Exactly. If I spent any more time this episode talking out of my ass, my neck's going to snap.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Your neck should be actually relaxed if you're talking
about it. If I'm talking
about,
well, you know, my mouth has to move. It's a complicated process.
Should be stronger than ever. I don't know. Anything else here, guys? Are we done? Is it lunchtime for Cheapy?
Lunch with Cheapy D. You're gonna make a video, right?
I haven't made a video over my winter break. What should my next video be? You name it, Wombat. Should I do a video about how awesome Apple TV
is? No, I think it
should. I could do
that. I think it should be a video of you buying Skylanders and showing Ty Skylanders for the first time.
It's not here.
That's
how am I gonna get it? It's sold out in America, and it's not here.
You could still buy the game.
I can't.
Most people can.
Embargoed.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Banned
from Tokyo.
Gotcha.
No. I need to get some G1 Transformers for Ty. I bought him some of those new Transformers, and it's impossible. Like, you can't transform those things. It's like 20 steps. Literally 20 steps to transform one of these new Transformers.
That's too complex for you.
You don't have time for that. If you're playing with it, you have to... You know, I'm a car. I need to turn into a robot. I don't have 10 minutes to spend.
That's the fun.
I can't even do it.
The fun is the transforming. It's doing that.
But it's got to be quick.
No, I like that. It's complicated.
Yeah, the more complicated they were, the better.
What?
Yeah, the more complicated. When I was a kid, I wanted them to be as complicated as they could get.
But I think they're even more complicated now.
No, I think you're just old.
Well, that's true. Yeah, and the instructions were in Japanese.
That couldn't help
either. No. All right, guys. I think it's time to eat some tacos and say goodbye. I want to remind everybody to go to audible.com. No, don't go there. Do not go to audible.com under any circumstances. Go to audibletrial.com/cadcast. Get your free 2-week trial and free audiobook. And follow us on Twitter, GPD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck. And Cheapass Gamer on Facebook, facebook.com/cheapassgamer. A lot of people have asked about the Saints Row stuff when the GPD pack is coming out, and I can tell you that it's going to be very soon. Sooner than you think, Wombat.
Sooner than I think? Because I have a good idea of what day I'm thinking of.
No, you don't know. I didn't tell you.
No, you would never would. Because
that was a dream.
Was it a dream? I have vivid dreams.
Yep. All right. Well, let's say goodbye. Goodbye.
Brett is done.
I got nothing. Yeah.